That was a bit of Benjamin Britten's Welcome Yule, a ceremony of carols, Opus 28, as performed by the CBC McGill Youth Choir Gala in 2013. A lot of people complain about cuts to music programs in the schools. Few people do much about it, though. Not so with the Chœur des Enfants de Montréal director, the Montreal Children's Choir director, Andrew Gray. We first told you last month about his goal to get more music into Montreal schools and his attempts to raise the necessary funds through an online competition, and he joins me in studio with an update on this, a bit of good news, I understand. How much did you raise?
Yeah, well, we took part in a competition hosted by the Canadian Sponsorship Trust, CST, and they awarded us $5,000 of their pot of money that they're giving to community projects. And so that really kickstarts our efforts. It doesn't get us all the way, but we're really happy to now be energized and to be moving in the right direction.
What does that represent in terms of your overall goal? How much you'd like to raise?
A third, a half, maybe. You know, the more money we can raise in the next few months, the more extensive a project we can start with, and the better the ball will roll.
Okay. So tell me about the project. What exactly do you want to do?
Well, as you just said, I hear a lot about the music and music programs being cut in schools, and a lot of people tend to talk about it in the industry and complain about it. And I thought, well, we've got to do something about it and maybe stop complaining and come up with some solutions. So the project is to go into schools and teach singing. The idea with singing being that it doesn't draw any resources from schools, no budget resources, no time, no space, hardly resources, to the extent that it could even be done in playgrounds and doesn't need a classroom, outside of the winter months, of course. And
no equipment in terms of instruments or...
Exactly. You know. The only resource one would really need from a school is the enthusiasm of the head teacher, the head of the music department, or the principal. And at times, you know, a space, a small classroom, or even a corridor. We would go in and to multiple schools, teach the children that are interested to be involved in the project exactly the same repertoire in exactly the same way, and then all come together at the end of a few weeks of working with them in a big performance venue to do a concert with professional musicians.
How many schools would you hope to reach?
Oh, I'd love to reach a mix of 20 schools or so from across the city. If we could reach out in the first instance to anything from 150 to 300 or 400 children. The idea being that we go into schools that are underfunded or who don't have the resources for a music program at all, or if they have a small music program that they don't have expertise in singing. So publicly funded schools that would like to add something like that to their programs, and also the idea to reach out to children that don't have. Don't have the resources in the family to necessarily be going to concerts, to have experienced what a concert is in a large concert venue.
Or to get private lessons or anything like that.
Exactly, and let alone for the child themselves to have ever dreamt of standing up there and performing in a big space with hundreds of other kids in front of all of their families and friends.
How common is that schools have no music program in them to speak of? Or what is the state of music in public schools in Montreal?
Well, I think it's very varied, and it really depends on the priority that the school themselves give to how they dispense their budget. But I understand that with budgets being cut, you know, music is often one of the programs, and other arts are the first things to go when the squeeze is on, when the belt gets tightened. And I believe the same is happening in sports as well now. Yes, one wonders why all the fun stuff is being cut. Why one would even want to go to school?
But I guess some people say if you have to make the choice between cutting, lab resources for science or cutting music programs, that, you know, that someone say, well, this is a core subject. We have to make sure that these are funded first. What do you say to that argument?
Well, that music is a much greater, much wider reaching subject, in particularly for children, than simply having fun. It's it has great effects on. Well, it does all kinds of good. It helps people interact socially. It helps concentration and attention deficit disorder. It helps with dyslexia. It combines very well with maths and sciences. It's it's proven to improve languages and all those kind of different skills. And I see it in our singers as well, and the differences and the improvements. Teachers are coming to me and saying that the scores and results are improving because they're involved in music programs, and there's an absolute wealth of scientific study and proof now that it's a subject that should be taken, I think, more seriously, and people should hesitate before cutting it because it does our young people such good in so many areas.
What sort of reception have you gotten from schools? I mean, have you pitched this to many so far?
Yeah, we have started pitching it now that we know the ball is rolling and it's actually going to happen. And a number of schools have come to us saying, this sounds perfect. At the moment, I think the perception is that Chœur des Enfants de Montréal is perhaps an anglophone establishment, and I'm British, you know, I sound very anglophone, and but it's a full bilingual project. We do work in NDG, but this project is going to go into the schools, towards the families in various areas themselves.
Both French schools and English
exactly,
schools.
I'd love to have a balance of French schools and English schools. We provide all the resource packs, and, you know, we do all the legwork, so it's absolute minimal resources required from any given participant.
When you say we, who will actually be doing the instruction if you get all the
yeah.
schools that you're looking for?
Right, so if we're in 15 or 20 schools, we'll have a small team of tutors, of singing tutors that go in, who will have experience both in the classroom and as professional singers. I have a number of friends who I work and sing with who would be up for that, and we would train, you know, I would obviously oversee the project, but we'd all train together very carefully to make sure that we're all teaching the same routines and exercises and games and repertoire in exactly the same way to all the children.
What sort of things would they learn?
Well, it's going to be everything. I mean, music has been part of human life since day one, right? Since the year dot, when we did tribal dances to try and bring in the rains and have the sun for the growing seasons and all of that sort of thing. And music has, vocal music and rhythm has accompanied our lives since time began. And so we're going to start with that. We'll do some clapping, some stepping, some African, some call and response, some tribal, you know, sort of music, just to begin with, to get the beat going, if you like. And then we'll move into a specific repertoire, relatively straightforward repertoire that will be then performed in concert with a backup, a small orchestra.
So the idea to take people who perhaps have no music instruction whatsoever, even rhythm, you know, like scales, and go all the way to having them perform with professionals
is absolutely the idea. And indeed, some of those rhythmical games and some of those chants and calls and responses would become part of the concert performance too. So absolutely.
So in order to make this happen, you do need money. You have the $5,000 in hand right now. What are you going to do to make sure that you have enough to make it
well,
go forward?
Well, we have a matching $5,000 as well, so we're well on the way. You know, we're at least halfway there. So we have $10,000 to get started, and I'm looking at finding maybe, hopefully, half or the same again, and then that would just help us to create the resource packs, to train and send in the tutors, to hire the hall, to hire the professional musicians, and indeed to bus the kids around for the mass rehearsals and the concerts as necessary, as well as obviously all of the other little bits and pieces that entails. Yeah, I'm looking for that, and I would venture to suggest that this could be attractive to corporations, that it could carry the name, you know, of a corporation and be called Montreal Sings or Chant Montréal, and that we're getting 500 or 600 children together once a year, and that it becomes an ongoing fixed asset.
When would you hope to start it? Is this in the fall or?
No, I think we have to take the next few months to set it all up, to confirm with the schools. Obviously, there's an enormous amount of logistics to this. Each school has to, we have to get organized with each school. We'd like to find the rest of the funding, train the tutors, and then maybe hit the ground running in effectively a year's time, be ready before the summer holidays in a year's time, so that in September 2015, it's a go.
Thank you so much for telling us about it. We'll have to follow it along and see how it progresses.
Thank you so much, Ainsley.
Have a great day. That is Andrew Gray, the director of the Montreal Children's Choir, the Chœur des Enfants de Montréal. And you can get more information about this project up on our Facebook page, Daybreak Show. This is the Chœur des Enfants de Montréal, the Montreal Children's Choir, with Trinque l'Amourette. That is Trinque l'Amourette, a traditional Québécois song from Le Chœur des Enfants de Montréal. And again, if you want information about that effort to try to raise funds to get music into more music into public schools, you can check that out on our Facebook page.